certain tools out there make you record a lot of different videos and will sort of like enable you to stitch them together in different iterations. But what we've seen be unique in our product is we really enable you to deeply personalize the video in a very human way. It's not just a mug that has your name written, but it's the CEO of a brand. It's the head of customer service personally reaching out to you.
You're listening to E-commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by TapCart, the number one mobile app builder for D2C e-commerce brands on Shopify. If you haven't heard of TapCart, they're a no-code platform that makes it crazy easy for you to turn your Shopify store into a mobile app that your consumers will absolutely love. The integration with your store is seamless and can be used directly in the Shopify admin, and everything is real-time synced so all your products and collections get pulled directly into the app without any extra effort on your part. Now, intelligent brands are winning today knowing that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and text marketing. Marketing truly is an attention game, and push notifications are the key to building your community and your lifetime customer value. Now, with BFCM around the corner, now is the perfect time to launch a mobile app for your store. The TapCart team makes it super easy for you to get your app live in the App Store in just 2 weeks or less. You'll be surprised how light the lift is to get started, so I highly recommend you check out TapCart. Even if you're not sure if a mobile app is suitable for your store, it's worth a 30-minute demo to learn about this incredible conversion tool. Now, TapCart is offering up to 3 months for a limited time leading up to this peak season. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane. Well, hey there, my name is Steve Hutt. I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify, and welcome back to the fifth season of E-commerce Fastlane. Now, whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I seriously appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices in Shopify, kind of e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing and on the apps and marketing platforms that are available. But just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guests. It's a very rare show today. We actually have two co-founders on, but we'll talk about that in a second. If this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. We have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. And if you're an ambitious lifelong learner, which is probably the case because you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. I also highly recommend, if you want to get the full value of today's episode, that you click through from whatever podcast app you're using and go over to the show notes. They're at ecommercefastlane.com, and there you'll get the transcript, links, and then all the resources that we mentioned on today's episode. Now, in today's episode, I have two people on today, co-founders. It's Eitan, who's the Eitan, who's the CEO, and Debarshi, who's the CTO from a company called Maverick, and they're at trymaverick.com, M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K, trymaverick.com. Now, Maverick is a software company that really helps Shopify e-commerce brands to boost their LTV and delight customers through what they call an AI-generated personalized videos at scale. It may sound like a mouthful. It's very interesting technology. It's shocking how amazing it is. And I just want to make sure you understand what it does. Imagine being able to have a customer interaction through an AI-generated video that addresses your customer or potential customers directly by name in a video. It's really unique. It's amazing technology, and it very well could be a tool that could differentiate your brand, maybe through the BFCM, this holiday season. Really, there's lots of competition going on in commerce. Today's podcast recording educates you on that there is some new and exciting up and coming technology that I think you might want to put into your tool belt as some technology. So hello, Eitan, and hello, Debarshi. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thanks for having us, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So, like I said, it's rare. to have this opportunity to interview both co-founders, you know, of a Shopify app, and, you know, basically at the same time. I'm hoping it's going to be fun. Feel free to interject. It's just a free-flowing conversation. Anytime you want to jump in, any context along the way. I've got a couple questions that I'm kind of thinking about as it relates to this product. I even talked to my wife this morning about it. She has some good comments about it too. And so it's pretty cool. So let's talk on a high level first about Maverick. Like, why was this software pack? Like, why was this built? Number one, because it's obviously solving a problem for brands. So I'd like to understand the problem solving side of it and then why you built it.
Yeah, 100%. We built it because we're entrepreneurs at heart. I think Debarshi and I have been working on several different project ideas together, and this one just really captured our hearts and got us more excited than anything we had worked on in the past. Okay. And from the problem standpoint, we really realized that today, in the day of e-commerce, which is incredibly convenient, incredibly fast, you also lose a lot of that personal touch that you have in in-person interactions with stores. And we wanted to try to see if there's a way to get that back. It's also a time when you can have back-to-back Zoom calls, when you have a million things going on at once. So time is money, and time is, in essence, our most precious resource. And the relationships that we build with our customers is probably the most valuable thing we have too. So we started talking to e-commerce merchants and realized that they were trying to build more valuable and long-term relationships with their customers, engaging with them in unique ways that built brand loyalty, that made them feel more than just order confirmation numbers, which, to be quite frank, is a lot of what we feel like nowadays when we purchase online. Mm-hmm. And when trying to dive and understand how they were doing that, we discovered this really curious behavior. Some of the merchants told us that they were sending personalized videos to their customers and doing it by literally picking up their phones and recording messages for each and every one of them. Wow. And they told us that this was the best piece of marketing content that they had produced. They said that customers were delighted. They responded with just words of appreciation and just pure joy. But that once they reached any sort of scale, this became incredibly hard to do. So we thought that was strange, that the best piece of marketing content and the one that customers loved receiving the most was just so time consuming that it was just not feasible. So we decided to try to figure out a solution to that problem. And that was sort of the birth of Maverick.
Yeah, that's lovely. It kind of, you know, it makes me think about when a package comes in, and this happened actually lately with me, where there's actually a note in the box, a handwritten note. I think that's kind of the almost table stakes now. The unboxing experience, having a note in there, handwritten, even if it's written by a robot, at the end of the day, and which I know those kind of tools are available now at scale to be able to do that sort of thing. It just, there is a surprise and delight. And I can imagine now the next level up through video, being able to interact directly with your customers at scale instead of having to do one by one, but still, you know, creating one kind of like amazing video, but then being able to help with putting in the person's name into that video. It's so interesting. This technology is available. So it's pretty exciting. So I want to talk about the origin story too. It's always interesting and fascinating with me about how people meet and just the brain power that goes along with wanting to create something. I know that, you know, you said you're into business and entrepreneurship and you get it, but I think there's a bigger picture here than just MRR, this monthly recurring revenue in a SaaS company. I mean, yes, it's a business to make money. I get it. But on the flip side, though, you're solving a very unique problem. And I think I have a funny suspicion there's a larger story around how you guys met and then why starting to build this and then eventually launching now in the Shopify App Store.
The origin story actually goes back over a decade. So Eitan and I have known each other for at least, I think at least 10 years now. Wow. We met while working together at a mobile gaming company named Pocket Gems in San Francisco and kind of reconnected a few years ago and realized that we both wanted to start a company together and started exploring a lot of ideas. And as we were exploring ideas, kind of the one that ended up becoming Maverick resonated a lot. Because it really aligned with a lot of things that we'd seen that we'd worked on. So Eitan had previously run his own Shopify store. He's from Bolivia. He was selling alpaca clothing sourced from his native Bolivia. And he spent a lot of time actually personalizing the experience for his customers, doing things like writing handwritten notes and just really making that experience feel really special. From my end, so I had actually spent a lot of time playing around with AI generation of content. I'd actually launched a viral app a few years ago that was kind of first foray into AI-generated content. It was called Quoth. Basically, what it would do is you'd take a picture and it would use computer vision to analyze the content of the picture and automatically pair it with a matching quote. So you might take a picture of an apple and it would automatically spit out an apple a day keeps the doctor away or something.
Oh, nice.
Something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we kind of had these experiences and we're kind of ideating around them. And on top of all that, we really had a deep passion for helping other entrepreneurs. So I mentioned we spent a while iterating before landing on the idea that would become Maverick. We actually spent 2 years working together on various business ideas. And we understood how hard it was to actually get a company off the ground. So we just like kind of had this passion for entrepreneurs, understood the struggle, and so started talking to a lot of e-commerce entrepreneurs specifically. And once we started doing that, we kind of discovered this behavior that Eitan mentioned around creating personalized video content sent to your customers. It's by far the most effective piece of content you can produce. It gets great delighted feedback, increases your sales, but it's just impossible to do at scale.
Yeah. You know, no doubt there's no way you could do a video one by one unless you really are a small business. And there's, you know, there's lots of brands on Shopify Plus that are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of orders per day. I mean, I have some brands that are doing 50,000 orders a day, and it's really hard at scale to do something like that, right? So let's talk about like the technology itself. So you say that you're in this space, you dabbled a bit in AI, and then you're slowly starting to figure a lot of these things out. So like let's talk about what's actually inside. I don't want to call it this black magic, but how does it all work? If you can kind of maybe just put it more in layman's terms so we kind of understand the technology.
Yeah. So from a brand's perspective, it's pretty easy to get just up and running. They, in essence, record one video. And this is a video where they're either thanking a customer for a purchase, prompting them to come back because they haven't seen them in a while, trying to nudge them to recover that abandoned cart. And in essence, like that is the video that then gets personalized. The second thing that they do is they record what we call a script video. This is a script that we prepare for them. And when they read through that, that in essence allows us to capture their voice and their audio, which in turn then enables us to personalize that first base video that we mentioned. And then they set up a notification, usually with their favorite CRM, letting us know whenever that trigger action happens, whether it's someone made a purchase, someone abandoned a cart. And then our platform, sort of like you called it black magic, manages to generate the videos and then personalize the name portion of it so that you can really personalize the experience and call each and every customer out by name, even though you recorded just this one base video. And it takes zero engineering work to get up and running. It's, in essence, just those three easy steps that we just chatted through.
I see. And then so I guess with this software, then you're able to, I guess, understand like the audio side of it. And so it doesn't, and I've watched quite a few videos with this technology with yours running, even one that you sent to me. Addressing me by name, and there was just no way to really tell. Like it was definitely in your voice, even though you didn't create the video for me saying the word Steve. And so, can you talk a little bit about that? Is it truly mimicking it? Is it listening and understand that? And then it's somehow able to. It seems very science fiction to me. There obviously is a waveform of kind of what the sound like, you know, sounds like, but then being able to understand how to articulate a person's name in the exact same tone is very interesting to me.
Yeah. So we have kind of like a lot of parts of our pipeline that we've built to go from kind of, hey, you've got your input videos and audio recordings to, hey, you've got personalized videos that you can send to any customer. And so what we do is we take the audio from the script, and then we use it to kind of generate the new audio for this new personalized video that we're sending. But we also generate the video frames, right? So we have AI models that will basically figure out what you're saying in that audio portion and then generate kind of like lip-synced, face-synced frames on the video side. So it actually looks like you're saying the person's name in addition to having the audio of the person's name. And then we kind of put those pieces together, right? So you get this end result that is a video that looks like it was produced just for you, but audio in the video was generated.
Yeah, it definitely catches people's attention. There's no doubt about it because it's very unique and it's not widely used anywhere yet. So I think this is an interesting opportunity for those listening today that if you've not seen it, I'll make sure there's links in the show notes of how you can see this in action. And maybe we can even share a few brands that are, hopefully I'll have a case study we can talk about in a few minutes, but actually go there and see it in action and become a customer or at least sign up to their newsletter and kind of see what the sequence is that's being sent. So it can be pretty interesting. We'll talk some use cases now, as I think this is probably a good time to think about like how people are actually using your product today. I mean, you made a comment a little bit about potentially a cart recovery, but are you able to maybe talk through some of the use cases that you're seeing your customers use your software today? Once we kind of understand those, and then maybe we can talk about specifically some of the ones that are really winning by having these, implementing these solutions.
Yeah, totally. We like to think that hey, anywhere that you want to address your customer personally, you can use Metric. So what we're seeing is stores are actually kind of using us across the customer journey. I mean, imagine the experience of walking into a local store and just meeting the owner, talking to the owner. We kind of want to replicate that, but online. And so we are seeing stores using us kind of from the top of the funnel. So, hey, welcoming customers that signed up for a mailing list, for example, and then all the way through their journeys. So after they make their first purchase, thanking them for that purchase, let's say they abandoned a cart, kind of sending them a video, maybe offering a discount code for them to help convert that abandoned cart and recover that. And then even further downstream, let's say you have a customer who hasn't purchased in a while and you want to get them back. Or if you have a subscription product and the credit card failed or something and a customer needs to fix their payment issue, we're seeing even success sending a video to them, reminding them to update their payment method and seeing that part of the customer journey covered as well.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. It's funny you mentioned that because it almost seems like there's a really good use case of a segmentation tool, because there's lots of things here that can work. I totally get the cart recovery and the win back and all these sort of things. I think all that is great. I also think that first party data is a real important topic right now since iOS 14.5 update and just the cookie-less apocalypse and all things that are happening. So I can see another interesting use case that I'm sure you thought of it, but there's tools out there, for example, Segments from Trestle. And Segments is a neat tool that allows you to understand this RFM modeling, recency frequency monetization. And so it pairs nicely with Klaviyo. And Klaviyo is a very popular marketing automation solution. So is OmniSend and a few others. But what an interesting 1-2-3 punch could be by having Segments and being able to understand the customer's journey, first, second, and third purchase, they're active or they're at risk or they've churned. Because we try to think about how to send an email off to those cohorts of customers in their life cycle to try to re-get them back into the fold or recommend the next product in their purchase. So they bought one. This tool has a significance of understanding, what's the second purchase and what statistically relevant other items do people buy as a second and third item. And so I think this could be a great opportunity maybe, and I'm going to explore this further, maybe post this recording, but finding the segment of customers that you have in, either they've opted in or are truly customers, and then pairing that with Klaviyo. And then you said there's a trigger that can happen in Klaviyo to trigger, the video to be injected, inside Klaviyo as part of an outreach. Is that kind of how it works? I just want to make sure I understand the technology, kind of how each piece works from the Klaviyo and then the Maverick side.
Yeah, so I think to your first point around segmentation, we really believe that every customer's experience can and probably should be different based on what you know about them. Everyone has different tastes. Everyone has different habits. So yeah, to your point around first party data, that's sort of our mission, enabling you as a merchant to provide content. And in this case, the most compelling form of content and video content, and cater it based on what you know about your customers. The name is just one aspect that you know about them, but you might know what city they're in or what products they're most likely to find compelling. So 100%, I think the notion of creating segments and then creating very specific content tailored to that audience, especially if you can do it at scale and in a video format, which is what we're aiming to enable merchants to do makes a ton of sense. In regards to your second question, Steve, I think there, yeah. So we leverage a lot of different CRMs. We work either with Klaviyo or OmniSend, sort of agnostic on that front to accommodate for different merchants having different infrastructure and software that they use. Mm-hmm. And we leverage their ability to create different segments or different triggers. Some of the times they already have identified what people they want to be receiving certain messaging. And then we leverage those same flows in order for them to let us know, hey, like John with the email john@gmail.com just made a purchase. He's a VIP customer, and therefore we would love to send him the VIP message. And then our platform will then trigger that video to get sent over to the customer, and it gets sent from the customer's domain themselves. So whatever the store name is, like they can send it from ceo@thatstorename.com or whatever domain they want. Like the email comes directly from them. Responses to those emails also get sent straight into their inbox. So it's truly originating from the customer side.
I see. And is there opportunity to have the video embedded into a template inside Klaviyo or OmniSend, or is that something on the roadmap for the future?
Yeah, that currently is on the roadmap. Today, what we do is trigger the emails from our end, and these are sort of customized for each and every customer, where it will have their colors and their logo and the font that they choose. So it really feels like one of their organic communications, but it's triggered from the Maverick platform.
Okay.
Down the road, I think one of the things that we're definitely going to consider and explore is potentially integrating this into the Klaviyo messaging itself.
If your Shopify store is making 5 or 6 figures per month in revenue, then you should totally consider using TapCart to create a mobile app for your store. Now, innovative brands know that their customers prefer shopping on mobile apps and that push notifications are the key to reaching your top segment of customers in the age of saturated email and SMS marketing. Now, for a limited time leading up to the peak season, TapCart is offering up to 3 months for free. So take advantage of their best deal of the year by booking a free 30-minute demo at tapcart.com/Fastlane. That's tapcart.com/Fastlane. So let's talk about some results, because I think that's the other thing that people love to hear. This is great new technology. You're interacting with your customers. You're talking to them by name. It's very unique, very engaging. There's no doubt about it. But what sort of results are you seeing because of it, though? So maybe you can kind of share maybe more anecdotally about maybe positioning this certain brand we're talking about, but just overall based on what you've seen.
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of different flavors of what I would consider results. I think on one side, there's sort of the qualitative results, which oftentimes actually weigh surprisingly even more heavily than the quantitative ones we've seen. But this is just customer delight. So on the qualitative side, whenever you start sending out these personalized videos to your customers, you're going to start getting flooded with responses of just like sheer delight. Customers saying, hey, you made my day. Like, I haven't received this sort of treatment from any other brand in the past. I'm a customer forever. I'm telling all of my friends about this. So just like really sheer delight, you're really going to be touching people and putting a smile on their faces. And we see a ton of that feedback coming in, which from our merchant standpoint, we've seen them just absolutely love that part of the product. Just being able to better connect with your customers, truly doing it at scale, especially as you grow. When you're a small brand, you can manage to sort of like know your customers by name, send them handwritten letters on postcards. But as you grow, you sort of by force have to stop doing these types of things that are so valuable. So the qualitative feedback that you'll get is one of the things that we've seen our brands be the happiest with. And then on the other side, you have quantitative, which I think nowadays it's also incredibly important to prove out that you can do. And it's one of the things that we've invested very heavily in the platform. It's just showing you ROI, right? So customer satisfaction and customer delight will translate to more purchases, especially if you're using it in terms of communications at the right point in time and in the right way. So with abandoned cart use cases or win backs or driving first-time conversions, just providing a face behind the brand, giving people that extra incentive, letting them know that they're being well taken care of and that this is a brand that they really want to be a part of, really drives LTV and just boosts revenue. So from the ROI side, we've seen customers do anywhere between 10 and 40x. So in essence, for every dollar you put into Maverick, you're getting $10 to $40 back. Mm-hmm. And this is, I think, on top of the smiles that you're putting on people's faces, which yeah. I, I don't know how to value that, but I would say those are probably priceless.
Yeah, I would think so too. And it's funny, I've just looked at the app store and I'm looking at a lot of the reviews and stuff like that. And it's so interesting. People say, you know, it's a great idea and their customers are really impressed with the videos and the process was easy to set up. You know, one thing that, you know, they're people really appreciate the thoughtfulness that when I'm literally like ad-libbing some of these, but it's unreal. Like I've received so many thank you messages from people who feel welcomed into my brand's community. I mean, you're right. It's really hard to put a value on these sort of things. And it's because you're differentiating yourself with the marketplace. You know, people love to hear their own name and you're sending them a video, which is unique in its own right. And not to mention, you know, acknowledging them by name and being part of the family and the community now. I think it's very, very interesting. So I'm hoping people take you up on some offers at the end of this episode to really try out Maverick because it's a pretty, pretty cool solution. It's very clear a lot of brands are having a lot of success with it. So one thing I want to kind of, I'm going to be devil's advocate though for a minute. I mentioned at the top of the show, I shared it with my wife. I said, hey, what do you think about this? About having a message come. And it's clear that people love it, but I just want to make sure that the elephant in the room is, you know, is this kind of creepy? Because people know the fact that it's, you know, at scale, there's no way of individually recording videos. I think in the early stage, when you have 10 orders a day and you're hustling inside and handwriting cards and stuff, fair enough. But not at hundreds of orders a day, if not 1,000 orders a day, it's going to be difficult. So this video comes, is there a creepiness factor to it at all? Or are you seeing something completely different on the other end? Like, you know, based on what you've seen so far and what I'm reading here, it seems no, but I still think it's kind of creepy maybe.
Yeah, Steve, that's a great question. And this was actually one of the first concerns that we had when we started building out the product. I think with many new technologies that kind of feel futuristic, they can also in some ways like make people uneasy initially. And then eventually, like a lot of these just kind of become part of your daily life and they're no longer like novel or weird. But this was definitely a concern that we had when we started building the product. And so what we decided to do is we decided that the best way to find out what people thought was to just test it, like actually build a prototype and start sending some of these videos. And we're like, hey, if like people hate this, then all right, bad idea. But hey, maybe people will actually love getting these videos. And that's what we've found. We've been pleasantly surprised. I think generally right now, customers usually can't tell that the videos are AI generated. I think, as you said, like, you know, if you think about it for a bit, you're like, okay, well, this is a pretty big store. Like they're probably not actually recording every video for me. Right. But usually like customers are just like, very delighted. They don't even like mention that the videos are AI generated. That being said, we've certainly had kind of a handful of customers that are like, wait, there's no way, right? Like, or, oh, this is like probably an edit. But the response is usually like, hey, I know you didn't make this, but this is the best edit I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I love that. And you know, it's funny thing about this whole industry too, when I was doing some research kind of before recording and sending a video, even if it's just a stock video, I think there's some apps and things, you can Google it and this and that. There's a lot of things out there that, you know, it's not a new concept to send a video to a prospect or to a customer. And so I think that's fine. But I know you have a unique value that's, you know, and I know this auto-generated kind of AI voice and having a really slick edit is very unique. But I want to hear it. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but comparing what else is out there, maybe just share with our audience what other sorts of video solutions are out there and how they work, and then how you've been kind of intentional to differentiate with your AI portion versus some of the things that the competition's doing.
For sure. Yeah, like you mentioned, sending videos to customers is not anything new. And I think that is one thing that we're actually happy about, because we are here not creating a new behavior, but just making the existing behavior scalable and sort of easier. Yeah. So on one hand, you have software that helps you sort of push the limit a little bit more on manually recording videos. So they'll streamline the process of doing these manual recordings. You still have to, however, record each video one by one in order to send it to customers. So even though that extends the ability to send some more videos, it quickly runs into that same pain point of just as you scale, sending hundreds, thousands of videos a week, a month just becomes unfeasible.
Right.
And then on the more scalable solutions, you have some that automatically personalize the video, but it tends to be in a more basic, less personalized way. So you can think of videos that will insert a slide with your name on it, or maybe someone's holding a coffee mug, or there's like a whiteboard in the background and your name is sort of superimposed on those. Certain tools out there make you record a lot of different videos and will sort of like enable you to stitch them together in different iterations. But what we've seen be unique in our product is we really enable you to deeply personalize the video in a very human way. It's not just a mug that has your name written, but it's the CEO of a brand. It's the head of customer service personally reaching out to you. You get to see their face. You get to see their hands moving. You get to see their excitement. And more importantly, you get to hear them address you by name because you really matter. So I think that's sort of what we enable them to do. And some other companies that are taking similar approaches tend to focus sort of on a more horizontal approach across industries. What we've decided to do is to focus exclusively on e-commerce, at least for the time being, because we really think that in order to build an exceptional solution, we have to build it for our end customer. Right. And we've seen the product work incredibly well for e-commerce merchants and just deliver really good results for their end customers. So we decided to focus there. So I think in terms of just how good of a fit the product is for e-commerce brands, we'd like to think that we are the best solution out there because we decide to sort of focus almost entirely on this segment to build a product that will fit their needs the best.
Yeah, no, this is lovely. Just it makes me think a lot about BFCM right now. That's kind of what my big conversations are. We're in Q4 right now, and a lot of brands, there's a lot of challenges in the market conditions right now, just economy-wise, war and supply chain and everything else. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of buyers out there. And I think trying to come up with a solution to differentiate yourself, and you know, and it almost makes me think that this is like an incredible Black Friday, Cyber Monday tactic, and just an overall a Q4 tactic of like the segmentation we just spoke of, but then using Maverick, you know, as your outbound solution to, you know, educate people about a sale, a promotion, not just a cart recovery, but strictly an outbound campaign to generate some buzz around the product by directly. I just think it's so neat that there's this opportunity. It's really going to dip. To those listening today, it's really going to differentiate you to the marketplace right now. And, you know, that's all I talk about with my brands right now is that, like, what is, what's going on in the market right now? There's this squeezed consumer, we're calling it. There's, you know, money's a little bit tighter. People are being a little bit not so emotional in their purchases right now. They're kind of, you know, the purse strings are kind of doing their thing. But I think this is a great opportunity thinking about this as a potential BFCM tactic of how you can start with an outbound campaign to, like I said, generate some buzz and some virality around the product, but on a one-on-one basis. So I think it's pretty cool. I'm thinking about a story now. I think this might be a great time to think about, and hopefully I don't put you on the spot here, but I think most of us are pretty motivated when we hear someone who, you know, is not using or has not used your solution, found out about you and thought, hey, you know what? This is a channel I've not explored. I think this might differentiate me, so I'm going to try it. I don't know if you can share something publicly about someone who found out about you, implemented it, and then if there's any kind of, you know, hard numbers and successes that came out of implementing Maverick.
Sure. Yeah, happy to chat about one of our customers. I think one of our most beloved customers and first one that comes to mind is a brand called Ava Estelle. It's founded by Yaw. And Yaw, and he talks about this on his website, I believe, as well. Like many people of color, he figured that his wife was struggling with hyperpigmentation. And he quickly found out that it wasn't just his wife, it was a lot of people that were struggling with this problem. And therefore, he decided to build a natural skincare brand with at first the goal of helping his wife, but eventually just saw that it worked so well that he built out a brand based on this solution. And at this point has helped tens of thousands of customers. So
yeah,
I think that is a very compelling use case in our side because we've seen just the amount of connection that he's able to drive with his customers. It's just really important, I think, for brands like Yaw to be able to maintain a personal relationship with their customers. When we first chatted with him, I remember him mentioning that, like, he said, I at first wanted to treat every single one of my customers as a friend and like as a member of my family. Mm-hmm. And the more he grew, because he was growing so quickly, he realized that this was just becoming harder and harder to do. He has more responsibilities, more things to attend to. So it's pretty difficult to accomplish this unless you find a way to scale. So I think in Maverick, Yoff found a way of being able to communicate with his customers, treat them like friends, make each and every one of them feel welcome into his community by sending them a personalized video that welcomes them when they sign up for the mailing list, that personally thanks them when they make a purchase, that if he sees they don't complete a purchase, he can reach out and offer to provide them with help or maybe even a small like discount or incentive. So I think that for him has been really powerful, and he gets a ton of feedback from delighted customers. I think he appears in a lot of like the ads for his brand and his website. So people are just delighted to get a message from the person behind the brand. And I think last time we checked, he was getting something like 12% response rate on his video sends, which if you think of like marketing emails, it's quite high to hear from 12% of your customers. And oftentimes the messages that they send him are, again, just a lot of appreciation. You can really sense the emotional connection that he's being able to drive with that. And then other numbers that come to mind are open rates of 65%, click-through rates of, I think, 45, 50%, something around that range, which really shows that people are engaging with the videos that he's sending and find the content compelling. So in Yoff's case, if I remember correctly, he's using us for abandoned carts and getting something like 12% recovery rates and getting 40x ROI. So I think for a merchant like Yoff, we've touching on what I've mentioned before of like the qualitative and quantitative sort of like 1-2 punch, he's definitely getting flooded with feedback from happy customers and being able to accomplish his goal of treating his customers like friends, even as he scales and sort of just has an ever growing list of responsibilities and to do. And from a quantitative side also, like for every dollar that he's putting into Maverick, he's getting $40 back, which enables him to continue growing his brand and reaching more and more members of the community that he can then help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's just nice to just have a real story behind someone actually using the product. I mean, I can see some of the reviews and I easily go to some of these stores and have a look, but have hard numbers and, you know, just community building efforts that go along with it. And looking at his website live right now, it's amazing where he's, you know, he's showing that he's got, you know, 85,000 happy customers. So, you know, things are working well. He's obviously solving a very unique challenge in the African-American community. And, you know, here it is. He's got a great product and all natural. But he also is more than just a great product. He's actually executing by having a great marketing strategy of building that community by addressing people by their name in all parts, cart recovery and other, you know, a strategy around it. So that's pretty cool. I'm really, really excited for you to share that one with us today. One thing I want to talk about now, so if those people that are listening today and think, yes, okay, this is something that I think might be interesting to at least test for the next 3 or 4 months through BFCM and into this Q4 season, this holiday season. How is the product priced? So someone, you know, downloads the app, they add it to their store. Can you walk us through, I guess, some of the onboarding process and then I guess based on their size, is there a certain price per video generated? And I just would like to understand the overall scope of how people can get involved.
Sure. Yeah. So pricing right now is primarily defined by a couple of factors. One is the number of use cases that the customer wants to use us for. Some customers use us just for a post-purchase thank you and abandoned cart. Some customers use us across the customer journey. And the second one is volume. So in essence, some customers, again, send out 100 videos a month and some customers send out 100,000 videos a month. So it's largely defined by a factor of those two things.
Okay.
And yeah, I think the process that we usually follow is someone comes to our website and if they find the information there compelling, they can get in touch with us and we'll jump on a quick call just to learn more about them, make sure that our product will actually like fit into their goals and make sure that we'll be delivering value for them.
Okay.
And try to get an understanding of like, hey, given your goals and priorities, what are the use cases that make the most sense for you? Try to get an understanding of what their volume looks like. And based on that, sort of see where they fit into the pricing scheme.
Okay.
And then in regards to like the time that it takes to get up and running, it's pretty quick. So we see that customers usually, as soon as they give us the videos, within a few days, will be up and running. So it's pretty low effort in regards to what it takes from a customer side. It's recording a couple of videos. We jump on a call usually to help them set up the automated notifications via Klaviyo or whatever CRM they're on. And then after that, we take on the bulk of the setup and processing the videos, sort of doing all of that from our end. And usually within a week, customers are up and running with their videos.
Perfect. So we have enough time between now and Black Friday, Cyber Monday, to kind of get things rolling, just because there's going to be, you know, shoppers out there. And just, I think, what a unique way to surprise and delight people, especially from a bare minimum, a cart recovery with a video being sent personalized to them is a really good starting point. And I always recommend that, even as a bare minimum, on email or SMS platforms, to at least turn on the automation to, you know, let technology send out cart recovery reminders as a bare minimum. It's so interesting. But now you even elevate that game even further, because everybody's going to be sending out cart recovery, right? But they're not everybody's getting a personalized video. So I think that's going to differentiate a lot. So it's pretty cool. As far as the product's concerned, before we kind of wrap up for today, you know, I know where you're at today. Is there any way you could share a little bit of maybe your public roadmap that you can share anyways about, like, what's 23 going to look like? How are you going to continue iterating on the product to, you know, just keep making it better and better for the Shopify brands?
Yeah, totally. So we kind of think that we're at the very beginning of really a transformation in how brands connect with and create content for their customers. Today, customers can expect a more personalized experience, expect a more delightful experience, kind of a higher quality one. And today we actually have the technology to make that a reality. One of the really exciting technological advances that we've seen over the past couple of years is advances in AI, advances in kind of automatic computer generated content are making it so it's so much easier than before to just kind of automatically generate image and video content and create content that is truly personalized to one of your customers. So that's kind of one of the super exciting trends that we're looking to build on. Taking a step back, like, kind of the reason that Maverick exists, what we do, our mission is to deliver as much ROI for brands that we work with as possible, to help them connect with their customers, delight their customers, and have that delight turn into more revenue for these brands. And so in order to do that, kind of in the near future, we've got a couple things planned on our roadmap. So number one, we're planning on expanding the channels that brands can deliver Maverick videos on. So today we are delivering videos over email, and we are just now beginning to roll out SMS. SMS is kind of this channel that we've heard from a lot of brands and seen a lot of data is, like, you know, even more engaging, higher open rates, click-through rates, just like feels like a more personal channel as well. So SMS is one. And then a second piece of our roadmap is actually embedding the videos directly onto your Shopify site as a merchant. So that's on the channel side. And then the other kind of really big piece of our roadmap is deepening the level of personalization that we provide with each video. So adding things like product names, locations, birthdays, personalized discount codes, even doing things like personalizing the visuals in the video. Like, hey, now you can actually see the items that you left in your cart in the video itself. And then on top of all that personalization, really enhancing our ability to determine how much revenue is being driven to brands with each video we send, and kind of surfacing all of the super delighted feedback that customers are getting directly to brands.
This is lovely. Wow. Okay. It's getting really cool. So you do a lot right now. And I think, once again, you're definitely good as a brand. You're definitely going to be differentiated a lot with this personalized video addresses the customer by name. There's no way of disputing the fact that there is a surprise and delight that goes along with that. So, but knowing into the future, kind of like getting involved now with it, being an early adopter and really seeing the value, it's worth a test to get things rolling on it. Well, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but I just, you know, just before we go, I just like to, yeah, I guess what our final kind of call to action is, like, you know, if people are listening to this episode, they're like, hey, you know what? I get it. I think this is really neat technology. I'm willing to experiment with it and try it. Where do you want to send people? And then I know we chatted in the green room just before recording too, and you want to have something a little special for those e-commerce Fastlane listeners too.
Yeah, I was just going to say, well, one thing that comes to mind is, just because people currently feel like an order confirmation online, and just because the norm is having impersonal experiences online, it doesn't mean that that is the way that things have to continue being. your customers really like feeling valued. I think every person does. They love hearing their names. Mm-hmm. I remember one thing a friend told me once. He's like, do you know what everyone's favorite word in the English dictionary is? And I was like, what? He's like, their name. And I think if it's possible to, with one word, just make people's day and put a smile on their faces, I think that's what gets us excited about Maverick every day. Just first thing we do when we log in is usually look at the feedback that our customers are getting, mm-hmm. and seeing the emotional connection and sort of the ability to drive really compelling content and happiness on the other side. So I think, yeah, if you want to delight customers with sort of next level marketing and boost LTV, we're here for you. And I think DeBarshi has more thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, totally. If you want to try out Maverick, give us a visit, www.trymaverick.com. There's a little chat box there, and we're on the chat almost 24/7. So send us a message and we'll probably respond to you. You can also check us out on the Shopify app store. If you search for Maverick personalized videos, you'll find our Shopify app. And one additional thing that we wanted to mention, for any brand that signs up for Maverick and mentions e-commerce Fastlane, happy to give them a free month of Maverick so that they can see the awesome results firsthand.
And here we are in October right now, so it's really good timing so we can kind of get things ramped up, get your video produced and get things ready, and then start doing some tests. What I'll do is I'll have ecommercefastlane.com/Maverick. That's going to redirect. It'll be in the show notes, but it'll redirect you to the Maverick landing page that talks about this free 30-day offer and just kind of the next steps of getting the app installed and a little bit of hand-holding at the beginning and some training about video and getting things up and running. I think this is great. I think this has been very educational for me. I feel very blessed when I have the opportunity to meet you both today and to learn about what you're building. It's just so exciting that I'm in Shopify world, but my goal is to really be a trusted advisor. And I really believe that the solution that you're building right now is very impactful. I have one particular extremely large brand that I'm going to make a warm intro to after this call, this recording, because I really feel that they would be like a perfect candidate for this. Knowing that they have a very unique social presence online, and I think they'd fit in quite nicely with what your solution is. And those listening today, take up the offer for the 30 days free trial to get rolling on it and get set up. And thanks, guys, for coming on the show and just sharing your passion in this industry and just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate the opportunity. It was great chatting.
Thanks for the convo, Steve.
All right, take care, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.